The spring meetings of the IMF and World Bank were marked this year by the largest protests against them since at least 2004, when thousands marched against them the day before a massive women's rights rally. This year, the G20 met in D.C. the day before the IMF met, inspiring protesters to use a three-headed dragon puppet as their mascot and theme. On Friday, the 19th of April, protesters marched on the Mayflower Hotel, a notorious nest of IMF and World Bank delegates that has been stormed in previous meetings.
The people are staying in this hotel!
We're staying in this hotel!
Need to know!
Need to know!
At the time!
At the time!
When the IMF and World Bank!
When the IMF and World Bank!
Will no longer exist!
Will no longer exist!
It's coming soon!
It's coming soon!
This time, police expected that line of attack, and this first of four attempts to enter the Mayflower failed. Protesters then marched on the checkpoints outside the IMF itself and heckled delegates leaving the meeting site.
The World Bank!
Down with the IMF!
Down with the World Bank!
Down with the IMF!
Saturday, the 20th of April, began with nearly 1,000 Ethiopians in front of the IMF protesting against IMF funding of human rights abuses against their country. In nearby Farragut Square, there were over 1,000 labor and union activists led by National Nurses United. Originally, they were going to assemble across from the World Bank in Murrow Park, but police used the Boston bombings as an excuse to ask them not to. Unlike the Ethiopians, they agreed. The unions marched from Farragut to the U.S. Treasury, blocking 15th Street in a protest still timed to coincide with the IMF meetings, as they too demanded an end to austerity, in this case inside the U.S. They demanded a Robin Hood tax, a 1% tax on all Wall Street financial transactions to save funding for social programs.
The needs of the world, those of us who buy some investment in coal and milk, it's going to help for the kinds of trades that are made in nanoseconds that really hurt this country, that cause speculation. When we ask, why is gas up one week and down the next? Why could I buy milk a couple of weeks ago and now I can barely afford it? We know why. And we're trying to curb that and bring in the amount of money that we need in this country.
What the Tea Party and their sequester are doing here, the IMF and the World Bank are trying to do to Greece, Portugal, Spain, and the countries all over the global south, and people have had enough. Local anarchists, Occupy activists, and pro-Earth activists broke away from 15th Street and marched on the IMF meetings using a chariot bearing the King of the Banks and pulled by activists dressed as slaves to charge the checkpoint gate. The chariot was made from a shopping cart, carried both the king and a local activist on hunger strike against API, and everyone pulling it was dressed in jail stripes and named for a country exploited by the IMF, the World Bank, and the G20. Behind them followed the three-headed dragon. Here's what things sounded like when a chariot charge set off a pushing match with the cops.
Here comes a chariot.
Get out of my town.
Charge it in.
Oh, come on. I'm leading these guys.
Chariot pushes, pushes.
World Bank! IMF!
Come on, this pig is a VIP!
Trying to get to
keep your logs in there!
A very important pig.
Get there, I'm a high-level official.
It's a very important pig!
Come on!
Let me out!
Chariot charge was not successful against this fortified position, but it was worth a shot. That's what chariots are for.
Then the police suddenly counterattacked with pushing and shoving, but with inconclusive results.
That's assault! That's assault! That's assault!
Hey, hey, hey.
That's assault! That's assault!
Back up.
Stop pushing a woman around, bitch.
Hunger,
you're
gonna hunt
me.
You
have to.
Get the fuck
off.
Back up. Fucking pig.
Stop off, you pig.
That fighting was inconclusive, and protesters spent the next hour heckling delegates on the way in or out of the meetings. That night, protesters set out again and managed to storm the Capitol Hilton and the St. Regis, both hotels housing IMF delegates. There was a spectacular video shot from inside the Hilton with one of the dragon's heads poking under the doorway. Here's what things sounded like as protesters charged into the Hilton.
Charge!
Get us out of here!
Storm the Mayflower didn't work, again because that place had been hit too many times and they expected it. Nonetheless, the final score was disrupted three times at the Mayflower that night, plus the Capitol Hilton and the St. Regis stormed by protesters. The St. Regis was a special case, as protesters had three times had to clear the streets to allow fire trucks to pass. The third time around morphed into a charge from the sidewalk across 16th Street to the St. Regis, with another successful entry.
We take advantage of the chaos to charge. Right in here. There they go, there they go, they're in, they're in, they're in! We got people inside. Yes, whole lead element.
The following day, 21st of April, the World Bank was meeting, and the three-headed dragon was back. This time, activists smashed the dragon to pieces while explaining that the three heads are the IMF, the World Bank, and the G20. They said the same fate awaits these institutions themselves.
What say you?
What say you?
Will you give your children for this beast? Will you give your countries for this beast?
That's
will
weird.
You give your soul
what say you?
Will you give your souls for this beast?
This dragon?
This dragon?
It's a three-headed dragon?
It's a three-headed dragon?
Of neoliberalism?
Of neoliberalism?
One head is the IMF?
One head is the IMF?
One head is the World Bank?
One head is the World Bank?
One head is the G20?
One head is the G20?
That's right, with the uprisings growing in places like Greece and the bankers calling Portugal, Ireland, Greece, and Spain pigs for public resistance to their demands, the days of the neoliberal bankers are numbered.